This is Ted Kennedy. Illiteracy in America is a national disgrace, but a literacy corps can help to end it. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, here's another Kennedy idea for you. It doesn't cost a lot, but it'll do a lot to reduce illiteracy in our society. It's a national literacy corps, and it's already been approved by Congress and signed into law by President Reagan as part of the Omnibus Trade Bill. The goal is to encourage colleges to give credit in courses to students who volunteer to tutor in reading, math, or science in local public schools or adult education programs. The idea took off like gangbusters this year in Massachusetts, Al. College students are willing to sign up to do something for others, and local schools like it because it's a source of real assistance for overworked teachers and overcrowded classrooms. Read my lips, Al. A war on illiteracy is ready to be fought, and an army of college students is ready to help us fight it.
Ted, I really can't handle more than one Kennedy idea a day. The most remarkable aspect of the Literacy Corps is that it has had extraordinary results without your usual grand infusion of taxpayer monies from the federal treasury. Jail inmates have earned their high school diplomas. Disabled children have raised their literacy level. Remedial reading students have improved their reading levels by as much as 2 years following just 3 to 5 months of tutoring. The five colleges in the Boston area whose programs have taken off like gangbusters did so without one penny of federal assistance. And while the federal dollars will furnish the vital seed money to get the program started at 800 colleges, once they get rolling, the programs are self-sustaining. I'll read your lips, but you read the results, Ted, and you'll see that the war on illiteracy is being won only when we combine sincere private initiative with a minimum of government intervention. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.